The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This episode is brought to you by Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/Dan for a special offer. And stay tuned after the video for more info.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to my review of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. The review embargo is down, and I am here once again in my hotel room travel suite. So thanks for bearing with me with my mobile setup. And let's get into this review of Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, which is directed by Gil Keenan, perhaps best known for 2006's Monster House, as well as the Poltergeist remake. As with Ghostbusters Afterlife, Gil Keenan co-wrote the screenplay with Jason Reitman, who opted not to return to the director's chair this time. After catching up with Egon Spengler's family in Oklahoma in Ghostbusters Afterlife, Frozen Empire returns to New York City, where the Ghostbusters are back in business, led by McKenna Grace's Phoebe Spengler, the world's youngest Ghostbuster, along with her mom Callie, played by Carrie Coon, her brother Trevor, played by Finn Wolfhard, and her now stepdad Gary Gruberson, played by Paul Rudd. But there's more than just something strange in the neighborhood when New York is threatened by a powerful evil spirit with the power to freeze the entire world. And our new Ghostbusters, along with the returning original Ghostbusters, are once again the only ones who can save New York, along with some other new people that have a part to play as well. I've made no secret of the fact that the original Ghostbusters movie, 1984's Ivan Reitman classic, was a big movie for me, a formative film for me. And it's perhaps for that reason that I liked 2021's Ghostbusters Afterlife even more than a lot of people. I found it to be a genuinely emotional goodbye, as well as a tribute to Harold Ramis and a tribute to those original characters, as well as an introduction to a new generation of the franchise and a new cast that I thought was very charismatic and was worthy of carrying on the torch. Conversely, though, maybe it's my love for the original film and those characters that left me so ironically cold. On this movie, it's not bad, really. It's just kind of there. Some of the jokes are funny, but most of them just kind of feel like they're there because it was decided that a joke had to be there since this was a comedy. The actors aren't bad, but a lot of them just seem to be going through the motions. And sure, there are ghosts, but none of it feels like it has any weight or purpose. In this original Ghostbusters franchise, the movies that are spun directly off from Ivan Reitman's original film, there's been a gap between each of the sequels. It was 5 years between the first movie and the second movie. It was over 30 years between Ghostbusters 2 and Ghostbusters Afterlife. And that made each one of these movies feel like they had a purpose. They had a reason for being made. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, to me, is the first of these Ghostbusters franchise films that feels like it was made because, well, they needed to make a sequel to the last one, and you need to get it done in about 3 years. There doesn't seem to be that same kind of care put into this movie. A big part of it is the story. Frozen Empire has a seemingly endless Act 1, as it takes forever to lay out just who the main ghost is and what it wants. That's because in addition to the several returning characters from Ghostbusters Afterlife and the original franchise characters that are also coming back, the screenplay introduces about half a dozen new characters that also come in and compete for screen time and make the screenplay feel sluggish. Some of them are key parts of the story, some of them are only there for a scene or two, but it feels so overstuffed. Listen, I love Patton Oswalt, but his character accomplishes nothing other than, well, having Patton Oswalt in a Ghostbusters movie. The return of William Atherton's Walter Peck accomplishes nothing more than him doing a lesser version of his shtick from the original film. Plus, how do you go from EPA inspector to mayor of New York anyway? And while Kumail Nanjiani's character is crucial to the plot, he still somehow feels like an afterthought. Not to mention a new ghost character who we spend a lot of time with and who I think was not worth the payoff. All this leaves some of the returning characters with no appreciable role in this movie, like Celeste O'Connor's Lucky, who has no impact on anything in the story and is barely seen. Finn Wolfhard is forgotten for long stretches of runtime, and apart from Dan Aykroyd's Ray, who does get a lot of screen time, the original Ghostbusters are mainly there for window dressing and applause breaks. Their presence in the last film, to me, felt like it was there for a reason, and I thought it brought some actual emotional heft to the story. Here, their presence just feels weightless. Even the comic relief of the Marsh Minions, copyright me 2024, returning in even greater numbers this time, is just a sideshow to the sideshow. It's weird because I thought that the cast from the last movie had great chemistry as is. Why introduce all of this new talent if you're going to dilute the talent pool anyway? And it all comes down to the screenplay. It seems to overcomplicate a very simple concept. This entire franchise is built on a group of funny people catching ghosts. That's why people love Ghostbusters. It's not because of the sprawling cast or the complicated plot or ghost mythology that takes an hour to explain. People like Ghostbusters movies because of the Ghostbusters. And this movie seems desperate to take the focus away from the Ghostbusters at every possible opportunity. For some people, the mere presence of the familiar will be enough. I heard somebody exclaim as I was leaving my screening, "I'm on cloud nine, my childhood has been reborn." And I'm happy for those people, but it just didn't work that way for me. And instead of my childhood being reborn, this movie actually made me kind of sad, I'm not gonna lie. Every previous film set in this Reitman universe felt like it was made for a reason, until this one. For me, this is the first Ghostbusters movie that feels obligatory, scattershot, and devoid of any real soul. And the reason that this makes me sad is because it feels like these Ghostbusters, the ones from 1984, were some of the last characters of my youth, if you will, that hadn't been completely strip-mined and sold for parts, had the soul sucked out of it. And it feels like that process has now begun with Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Reitman's Ghostbusters have, for lack of a better word, sold out. And now my attention goes squarely to the preservation of Robert Zemeckis and Bob Gale, because they now exist to ensure that Back to the Future is protected at all costs. As I said, this isn't a terrible movie, but there's really not much that was exciting about it either. It just kind of exists. I'm tempted to rate it in the It's Fine category, but I don't have anything thinking back that I can grab onto that would make me excited to see this movie again. So ultimately, sadly, I have to settle it in the upper tier of the Not a Fan category. This Ghostbustin', unfortunately, did not make me feel good. Also, a couple of PSAs. First of all, there is a mid-credit scene, which is skippable but somewhat entertaining, but there is no after-credit scene, so you don't have to stay all the way to the end of the credits if you don't want to. You should also know that Ghostbusters Afterlife has one of the worst cases of in-the-trailer-but-not-in-the-movie-itis that I've seen in a while. For example, this clip that ended the first trailer. Not in the movie. This joke from the second trailer.
Right, well, overruled.
Sustained.
Thank you.
Also not in the movie, and this bit of nostalgia bait.
Ghostbusters, what do you want?
Nope, not in the movie. So those are my somewhat melancholy thoughts on Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. What do you think? Are you going to be heading out to see it this weekend? Let me know down in the comments below, and before I go, I want to thank the sponsor for this video, Miracle Made. This video is brought to you by Miracle Made. I don't know if you can relate to this, but I'm what you call a hot sleeper. No matter what time of year it is, it's not unusual for me to wake up sweating if the temperature isn't just right. That's why I was so glad to start using Miracle Made sheets. Inspired by NASA, Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so that you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. I've slept on a lot of sheets, and I can tell you that these are so comfortable. They're soft without trapping too much heat. They're just firm enough without feeling coarse or rough. Sleep is often at a premium for content creators, so I appreciate knowing that I'll get good sleep when I can. Go to trymiracle.com/Dan to try Miracle Made sheets today. And whether you're buying them for yourself or as a gift for a loved one, if you order today, you can save over 40%. And if you use our promo code Dan at checkout, you'll get 3 free towels and save an extra 20%. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you will get a full refund. Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/Dan and use the code Dan to claim your free 3-piece towel set and save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/Dan to treat yourself. Thanks, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode. Thanks to Miracle Made for sponsoring this video, and thank you for watching. Be sure to stay tuned right here this week. I've got more reviews and movie news coming up. Until next time, stay safe, and I'll see you then. Bye.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.